Hello, Adria.
Hi.
Hi.
My stepdaughter is trying to message me. Let me just tell her that I am. Can you see me?
Yes, I can see you. I don't have a camera with me, though, so you can't see
okay.
me.
Okay, that's fine. I just sometimes I don't know how to do this. I don't know how to message her back. How do I do that? Oh, God. Hold on 1 second. Sorry.
Sure. No problem.
Shucks. I do not see how to do this. Maybe this is how I do it, okay? I hope I'm doing this right. Hold on.
Okay.
No. Oh, there. Okay, yes.
Oh, looks like I lost you. Hello.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, looks like I lost you for a second, huh?
Okay, I am here.
Okay. How are you tonight?
Good. How are you?
Oh, very good. And did the audition go well?
Yeah. Yeah, it was good. It was just a little commercial audition, so.
Oh. Okay.
That's good. Yeah. How was your day?
Pretty good.
Good. What do you do besides talk to monkey actors?
I do that a lot, but I work at the Nature Conservancy.
Is it in Los Angeles or?
In San Francisco.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's great. That's really nice.
And it also gives me time to talk to monk actors, so.
Good. It's a very good show. Tony Shalhoub is, I can't say enough nice things about him. He was the sweetest man, and I was a little worried because, you know, the Emmys were the night before, and he didn't win, and, our scene was the first scene up, you know, and I'd never met him before, so.
You thought maybe he'd be in a bad mood?
Yeah, no, you never know. You never know. Who knows? You know, you definitely have had actors be jerks to me, so, you know. But he was very, very, very nice. Just super, super sweet. Just one thing that always is... you know, kind of impressive is he was getting his hair and makeup done in the same trailer with the guest cast, which is, you know, so a lot of times people who have, they, you know, they have their own trailer, they have their own, they don't mingle or mix with the rest of the cast, but the fact that he, and I'm sure he could have that situation if he wanted to, but he, you know, I think he likes to meet the people that are working on the show and stuff, so, and he approached me right away and shook my hand and said, thank you so much for doing this. I think I was reading someone else on your site said the same thing, you know. I felt like, look, thank you. I'm so grateful to be here. So,
all right.
So that was really good.
So was he the only one you had a scene with?
I mean, my scene was really with him. The other guys were in the scene. I'm so bad because I don't know. They don't give you the script. Here, you know what? Let me go on IMDb and I'll tell you. The sergeant was in the scene. I didn't speak to those
Jason
guys.
And Ted, right.
What's that?
Jason and Ted, right.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, the other two guys on the show were in the scene. They interact with him, but they, you know, they didn't really interact with me, and I don't get those pages. I just have the scene that I was in with Tony. So
they just gave you a little piece of it, just your piece.
Yeah, because I think they don't want the story to get out. You know, they don't want.
Do you think that's the usual for them, or do you think it was just because this is one of the final episodes?
I mean, a lot of shows do that, so I would think that it's pretty normal. And I think also, yeah, they don't want, you know, they want people to watch the last few episodes, I'm sure.
I think everyone will.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
So how did you get your part on the show?
Well, my agent has a relationship with the man who casts the show. I mean, it's the company's called CFB Casting, and it's owned by Anya Koloff and Amy Britt. And they have a gentleman working for them named Corbin Bronson. And I've known him for a long time, too, and he's always liked me. And I've read for the show a few times. I never had a callback. So what you do is you go and you read for Corbin, and then if he thinks you're right, he'll call you back to read for the producers. And I never did that. I never got to do that. So this was the first time I was, you know, called back to read for the producers, and I guess I did, you know, what they wanted. And it was great because Corbin, he really works with you. Every time I've gone in to read, he really, really works with you. He has you do it several times, giving you very specific directions. So I feel like I owe a lot, you know, I owe it to him because he told me, this is, you know, do it this way. He's very specific. I mean, Monk has a really interesting tone. You know, it's funny, but it's serious. You know, it's kind of like CSI, only it's quirky. And so I think, and they told me this, you know, a lot of actors have a tendency to want to sort of mug it up a little bit and be funny. And they were really, which I think I did in my first read for Corbin. And he was like, no, let's play it more like you're on CSI. You know, it's really serious. Like, the scene is very serious. So I just took it, and they were all really happy with that. So it was good.
Okay. Okay, why do you think, what do you think there was about the role that made them choose you?
I don't want to give anything away. well, you know, I think that I look pretty innocent and sweet. You're supposed to really sympathize with me, and, you know, Monk is being a little inappropriate, and
okay.
So not in a weird way, like just, you know, like, you know how he is. He's so focused on solving the crime that he doesn't really pay attention to the given circumstances of life, and you know. So yeah, I think that just my look. I think you know, I have that sort of Irish look about me, and I'm, you know, supposed to be married to an Irish cop, and you know, I think that's just how I look. So, plus, I think I did a good job in my audition. Hopefully, I'm a good actress.
Okay. So, where were your scenes shot?
I have one scene, just mm-hmm. one, and they were shot in a house in. Like in Hollywood, in West Hollywood, like about 5 minutes from my house. I could probably spit and it would hit the place we were at. It was, you know, it's a really beautiful sort of craftsman house.
Nice.
So, yeah.
And
I think it's very close to also where they shoot most of the show. You know, like their base camp was pretty close by.
So how long did it take to shoot your scene?
It took the morning. But I was done, I think, by 1. I probably got there at 6 or 7 in the morning, and it was done by 1. I mean, the actual shooting, you know, they take about an hour and a half to do your hair and makeup and stuff. Right. And then start blocking the scene. So, let's see. Probably got it to set at like 9 and was done by 1, I think.
So did it all go smoothly? No.
Yeah, yeah. There's a little bit of choreography, not dancing, but, you know, like, there's a little bit of physicality, not with me, but with the other guys and Tony. So they did that a couple different ways. Yeah, it was very smooth. And I, you know what else? There were some extras in the scene, and they were great. They really helped me, actually, do a good job. So that was nice. Sometimes other actors that aren't principals or caddy or, you know, whatever. Like, but there was a girl that I had to interact with a little bit, and she was really great, really great. Helped me a lot.
So it sounds like everybody was kind of happy to be there.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was really great. Yeah. I mean, it was the best experience. I think it was my best. I felt like I had died and gone to actor heaven. Really, it was really great. Really great. I couldn't have asked for, you know, and oh, the other thing that was so great, you know, I had a little bit of my scene's a little bit emotional, and Tony was like, you know, do you want to do one more? Just, I want you to feel really good about it, you know, which meant that he and everybody else had to sit there, you know, longer to let me do it again. But he wanted me to do it again, and then when we started to do the take, he said, okay, everybody, I want you to give her a moment, please be quiet, let her take her time. I mean, it was just, you don't experience that most of the time, especially when you're, you know, playing a little guest part, you know. Mm-hmm. Then it's not about you. So it's just really nice.
All right. So who was your director this episode?
A gentleman named Dean Parisot. He was great. Mm-hmm. He's great. He directed
Galaxy Quest.
Galaxy Quest. Yes.
Oh, and, yeah. And the pilot of Monk. He directed the pilot.
Yep. Yes. Yeah. He was great. Really great, and also really complimentary and appreciative, and had some good ideas, and yeah, it was great. I'm gonna turn this eye chat thing off because I think it's making weird noises. So yeah.
Yeah, Skype makes a lot of little noises.
Yeah.
Okay, so what can you tell me about your character? Do you remember what her name was?
Yes. It's like Donna DeMarco. Okay. And I am married to a cop. And I think that's kind of all I can tell you. Okay. You know, sort of working class, sweet, innocent, I think, pretty innocent, earnest, yeah. Can't tell you anything else.
Okay. So what was your most memorable moment of the filming?
Well, I guess when at the very end, I was leaving, and Tony came out and he shook my hand and he said, thank you so much, you're a terrific actress, and I really appreciate you doing this for us. And that was, you know, like, just awesome. It was great to feel. I mean, I you don't get that very much. I mean, if you're a superstar, you're winning an Oscar, you know, maybe people will tell you how good you are, but very rarely, you know, if you're a layman, you know, everyday actor, like I said, it's not about you. It's you're the supporting, you're there to support the star and their show, and so you really don't get any feedback. You know, it's really like, hurry up, stay on your mark, say your line, okay, let's get this shit done. And it wasn't like that at all. They were really, I felt like a superstar. I felt like they were grateful that I was there. That's how I felt, and that was something I don't experience most of the time, ever. Yeah.
Did you watch the show before you got the role?
I've watched the show. I own a restaurant, and I'm also a writer. I can't watch television religiously, but I do like the show, and I really like Tony Shalhoub, and I respect him. And my friend, actually one of my very dear friends, is Melora Hardin. She directed the show that I have, a one woman show called Strip Search, and she directed it. So I feel like there's also that kind of tie to the show as well. She plays Trudy.
She also directed a film that you were in, right?
Yes, and I was in that too. Exactly.
Yes. You.
Yeah,
so, you.
I'm not in the movie. They edited my scene out. It didn't go. It didn't fit with the rest of the movie.
Oh, that's too bad.
But it is on the deleted scenes on the DVD, and I'm going to put that on my website, the scene. It's really funny. I think I played it too funny. Maybe if I hadn't played it so funny, I would still be in the movie.
I see.
Maybe I needed Corbin Bronson there to tell me to make more CSI. That's a long answer to that question. I have seen the show. I don't watch it religiously. But definitely have watched it, and I like it.
Okay. So, Strip Search, that's based on a one-woman show you did, is that right?
Yeah, it's my one-woman show. It's autobiographical. It's about... it's based on my pole dancing studies with Sheila Kelly, who's also an actress, and she produced a movie and acted in a movie called Dancing at the Blue Iguana, which was about a strip club. And she, in order to play this part, she put a pole up in her house and taught herself how to pole dance. And all of her friends, like Allison Janney and Amy Peetz, all these actresses, wanted to learn, so she started teaching them, and then it just turned into this, you know, amazing movement. I mean, she's now got, I think, 5 or 6 studios around the country. So this is about my finding my sexuality and myself and falling in love. So it's a sweet love story, the fairy tale ending. So actually, I just performed that about a week and a half ago. I did it for about two years, a year and a half in L.A., but then Sheila just asked me to do it at the studio, so I just did that first time in a year, about a week ago. Well, Laura couldn't come because she was doing a movie. She just finished the movie... what the heck is she doing right now? She just shot this movie. I'm going to IMDb it. Anyway, so she's seen it 20 million times, but she couldn't be there for this last time. She was shooting Knucklehead.
All right.
So, yeah.
Okay. So, what do you enjoy most about acting?
Well, when I, you know, when I was young, I felt like the times that I was most, the times that I learned the most were the times that I was physically and emotionally moved. Physically, that sounds weird, mm-hmm. but the times that I was moved. So, like, if I had to sit there and read about the Civil War in a history book, that wasn't as powerful to me as watching, you know, Gone with the Wind. And I felt like I wanted to do that. I wanted to show people things and teach. It sounds kind of not teach people things, but I wanted to move people. I wanted people to understand something that I was sharing with them better because it was, you know, an emotional connection that they may or may not. Hopefully they do. But yeah, that I enjoy the most. It's, I had an acting teacher, Tom Todorov, who said, change the molecules in the room, you know, like, stir things up, get people's attention, and not in a superficial way, but in a real, like, just to be completely, really, honestly present. Most people don't do that in their life, you know, they don't even realize that they're kind of skating through things, but for an actor, you know, that's gold, is to just stand there and be present. So I guess that's what I like. It's like the fleeting moments that I get to really be alive, be there. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. So do you get a different feeling from playing a part than you do from being yourself on stage?
I mean, I think that, especially in Los Angeles, most of the time I am playing myself. You know, they're asking you, they don't really want you to come in and do this crazy acting job. I think that I mean, I got to play a 12-year-old boy once. That was my first part. I was, you know, I was 23 at the time. I think that's about as big a stretch as I ever got to do. So I feel like you are... What did you ask me again? I can't even remember now. Oh, when you're playing a part, are you... I mean, I think that the best acting is when you really dip into yourself and figure out what it is. Because have is your own experience.
Could I ask you to say that again? You kind of broke up here.
My husband. Yeah, I mean, I have to use myself. That's all I can do. And my imagination. Did I answer your question?
Yes, I think so.
Okay.
All right, so... professionally, is there anything that you're wanting to do that you haven't done yet?
I mean, I'd like to be a regular on a show. I'd like to go every week to work. And I'd like to do a play in New York. I've done plays in New York, but I mean, like, on Broadway. I'd like to...
Yeah. What kind of role?
I'd like to win an Oscar too. I don't really want an Oscar. I'd like to win an Oscar.
What kind of Broadway role would you want to do? You dance, you sing as well?
Yeah, no, I am not. There are people, I mean, I can sing, but there are people that do that way better than I do, and I wouldn't be like a musical girl. It would definitely be. I mean, I think I'm a great comedian, but I'm also a great dramatic actress, so, you know, either one of those situations would be good, but I wouldn't be good in, like, Guys and Dolls. I'll leave that to Faith Hope. Or whatever. Is that her name, Faith Hope?
Faith,
what's her name?
It slips my mind, too. Faith, I saw her on Broadway.
So did I. Is it Prince?
Yes, Faith Prince.
Faith Prince.
And she was on Monk, too, in the third season.
Oh, was she?
Yeah.
I bet she was, and I bet she was great.
She was, yes.
Good for her. Yes, Faith Prince, that is her name.
You IMDb her?
I just Google her. Yeah, she'll let her do all that singing and dancing. And Melora, I mean, my goodness, mm-hmm. Melora is an amazing singer. Oh my gosh. She's had a lot of training, singing lessons and stuff like that. But I went to see her in Les Mis at the Hollywood Bowl, and she played, you know, right along all these actors who had been, the guy who played Jean Valjean originated the role.
Wow.
And she held her own. She was amazing. Yeah, I'll leave it to Melora.
She just did.
I won't do it.
Just did Chicago too, didn't she?
She did. Yeah. And she rocked it. She rocked her audition too. No, she's great. I hope she gets to do more of it. I think she will. She should do that. I think that's kind of her dream. Not my dream. I mean, I would love to do that, but I'm just not. Not that. I'm not cut from that cloth.
So what's next up for you? What's your next project?
I'm really grateful. I have been doing some episodes of a show called Greek, which is a really sweet little show on ABC Family, and it's really well acted and really well written, and I play something I don't get to play very much, and I'm really pleased. I play this sort of kooky professor who wants to be cool, so I do all these silly things. So hopefully that will continue, you know, I'll get to do some more episodes. I've done about three. I'm also writing the screenplay of my show. I'd love to produce that. I think it's a great, it's kind of like my Big Fat Greek Wedding with pole dancing. So I think it's really, it's a story that I feel like really needs to be told. I wish that someone had told me this story when I was, you know, going through puberty and dating and all that crap. So definitely a good story. And I continue to run this wine bar that my husband and I opened.
How long have you had that?
We opened about 6 months ago. It took us 2.5 years to go through all of the red tape. We almost lost everything, our house, everything, because the city of Los Angeles, God love them, they make it hard. And
I was going to say, if there's a tougher business in Hollywood than acting, it's probably restaurants.
Oh, yes. Definitely. Definitely. I know. And I think that's why we opened, because there was a moment where my husband said, and I'm going to get teary, choked up. He said, you know, I think maybe we should just quit and just declare bankruptcy and, you know, we'll lose the house. And I think that because I'm an actress and because I am so stubborn and pig-headed and the word no does not mean no to me, it just means not right now, I just said, no, this is your dream. You know, and I think that's another thing. I think people that are actors really, they're not people that play it safe. These are people that have decided, fuck it, I'm going to do this. And it's not, you know, we're not realistic. We are dreamers, definitely. And I just said, no way, this is your dream. If you know, if we had given up, we would never, ever be able to, I mean, unless we won the lottery or unless I, like, I don't know, you know, got on a show and made money like the Friends people made money, you know, like, had that much money to do this again. So, and I just said, you got to go for broke. I mean, maybe we will lose everything, but let's lose everything after having given it every, you know, shot we could. So, yeah.
All right. So where is the wine bar?
It's in Silver Lake, which is a sweet little neighborhood in Los Angeles. It's kind of the eastern edge of town, and it's very bohemian. There's a lot of people there that sort of don't buy into the whole Hollywood, Beverly Hills, showy thing. It's more like New York, and it's a real neighborhood. They really try to keep out the chains, like Starbucks. There's no mall there. There's no Pottery Barn. You know, it's all small businesses, and it's a great little community. We just felt like they needed a good restaurant there, so. And we wanted to, you know, there's so much good wine. This is what my husband does. That's kind of how we met, because I spent most of my acting days waitressing to help pay the bills. That only took me four. So there's so much good wine, and, you know, it's just silly, right, these days, especially in this economy. You know, you don't need to pay $12, $15, $16, even sometimes $20 for a glass of wine, you know. We wanted to have a place where somebody could go and have a $6 glass of wine and a little bite to eat and, you know, get out of there for $20 and have good food, not spend a lot of money. Now, you can spend a lot of money. It's a small plate, so you can order up a storm and have a smorgasbord, or you can keep it, you know, manageable, which is what we wanted to do, and that's what we did.
What's it called?
Oh, it's called Bar Brix. Brix is the B-R-I-X. Brix is the unit of measuring sugar and liquid, and it's how winemakers know when to pick the grapes. You know, they measure the Brix of the juice. So if they want it to be very sweet, you know, they would wait till the Brix are higher. And bar, because we're a bar, so bar.
All right. I asked because I'm down in L.A. next week, and I'm thinking that sounds pretty good to me.
You must come. Come, and we'll clink glasses.
All right. What's your favorite wine?
Well, I really love Austrian white wines. I would say my favorite wine is probably the Rudi Pickler Riesling.
Okay.
It's an Austrian winemaker.
That's good. So, what's your best acting experience so far?
It was Monk. I mean, I'm not just saying that because I'm talking to you. It was Monk. It was great. Like I said, I felt like I died and went to actor heaven.
Well, it's good to hear.
Yeah, it was just great.
Do you remember your worst?
Yeah. I don't want to say what it was.
I find usually actors don't want to tell me what it was.
Yeah, you don't want to badmouth anybody. And it wasn't anybody's, in particular, anybody's fault. It just was, you know, and maybe it was just me, too. I don't know whether maybe I just wasn't in a good space. I probably wasn't. But it was a set where the people, they weren't friendly to me. I felt like the new kid in school that was being ostracized, you know, and even the director of the episode, who was also one of the producers, maybe I'm talking too much, but he did not even talk to me. Even though I was a principal, he treated me like an extra. And even that to me, like, you know, like, they're actors. They do good work. And what they do is not always easy either. But he wouldn't speak to me. He had the second AD, who's the one who speaks to the extras, talked to me, so he would tell him to tell me what to do. So it was just the whole thing was, the writers on the show were amazing, I'll say that, and it was amazing to watch them work. It was a comedy and a sitcom, and the way they do it, the way they do sitcom with an audience is kind of unbelievable. You know, you rehearse all week and then you do the show in front of an audience, and if the joke isn't getting the most ginormous laugh, they rewrite it right there. And it's kind of insane the way they come up with stuff right there on the spot, and the actors learn it right there on the spot and then do it again, like within a period of about 4 minutes. It's just insane. So that was kind of
inspiring. Sounds nerve-wracking.
Yeah. But it's also, I gotta say, when it's a good experience, doing a sitcom is, there's nothing better. There is no better feeling to say a line and have this huge studio audience laugh at you. It's just, there's nothing better. Nothing better.
So if you did get a series, would you prefer a comedy to a drama?
You know, they just do them very much anymore. I don't think I can even, I would be grateful to do anything. I don't think I would. I would, either way, I would be happy.
You wouldn't be picky.
And I have a feeling that no matter what I did, that there'd be some humor in it, you know. So even if it was a drama, you gotta have humor.
Right. That's how they do it on Monk. So. So those were my questions, but if you have anything to add.
I hope I answered everything sufficiently.
Yes, you did. Very much. And I appreciate it.
I appreciate you contacting me. It was really sweet, and I am happy to get to talk to you. You have a really lovely little site. It's really great.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, it's really neat. It's kind of neat to chronicle all the actors that work on the show. It's cool. Well, I hope that you'll come see me then in L.A.
I am going to try to stop by. You open on Sunday?
There.
You open on Sunday?
Yes, we're open on Sunday, and I will definitely be there on Sunday, except not the Sunday of Thanksgiving. I'm actually going to go see my parents, but I'm there every other Sunday.
All right.
I'm not there usually Monday through Wednesday. But if you're going to be there, I'll make a point of coming, so email me and let me know.
Okay, I sure will.
Good.
Because I love wine, so...
Oh, good. Good. Well, we have a lot.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Teresa.
And
I'll hopefully see you soon.
Okay.
All right. Have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay.